Everyone will take something different away from this Fifi, Fev and Byron show catch-up. But anyone can take away pizzas from Pizza Religion on Wednesday nights for 25% off. Conditions apply. Pizzareligion.com.au. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Box.
Hey, everyone. You know how when we park anywhere near the city and we put, like, all our savings in parking meters because that's how much it costs? Well, imagine if somebody who worked for the parking meters was just taking all that money home and not giving it back to the council or the government or wherever it's supposed to go.
Cleaning it out.
That's what's been happening. So how's this? Four men have been arrested this week. Police swooped. I love it when police swoop.
They do it early.
Yeah, and a good swoop.
Yeah, it's like 5 a.m. Bang. Yeah.
Now, this is an investigation. This is an investigation that ran for months, and it began after some parking meters, particularly around the War Memorial and the Royal Children's Hospital. The meters were found to have a lot less money than expected, and in some cases were empty or close to empty. So obviously they've gone, okay, something's up, and then they've, pursued this investigation. And now the men have been arrested. Now, these men are apparently maintenance and repair workers for the council-run company Citywide.
They've got the keys to the meter.
Yeah, so they've got the keys, and that allowed them access to the cash tins. And apparently one of those sort of silver cash tins, they can hold $1,000 in gold coins. So they were just taking all the coins, and that's just, I mean...
You don't take 1,000. You'd probably just take 50 every day. You wouldn't take 1,000 because then you're going to get caught.
You're right. Silly. It does beg the question, why would you... Like, if you've emptied it, people are going to know. I mean, there's always some sort of guy back in the office with an Excel spreadsheet who's going, hang on, why are these ones empty?
It's probably
going
to raise alarm when there's nothing in there. Nobody parks at the tan anymore.
So are you insinuating, Fev, that these criminals now? They've been arrested by police?
Well, they're not criminals yet, so they've found guilty.
Oh, felons.
there's always
jury duty.
Assumption of innocence.
Well, there might be. But anyway, they've police swooped. So are you insinuating that they're dumb, alleged criminals? Because that all they had to do was skim 50 off the top of each parking machine and no one may have known.
That's 250 a week.
Emptying the machine. Yeah. Oh.
1,000 a month.
Okay, we're not encouraging this. All I guess you're saying is...
If you're going to do it, though, you do it the way Fev said.
If you do it in a way where you're not going to get caught.
Yeah, he's a dumb criminal.
Yeah, so that's one of the best TV compilation shows. You know when they do that series, Dumb Criminals?
Yeah. I watched one the other week and I was just saying off air that this guy robbed a milk bar. He's got his bandana on so he can't see him. He's jumped over and he's done the till and he's bolted out and the door had shut and he ran straight into the door, knocked himself out, bang, arrested. You know what he is?
Like the way Bird does.
A dumb criminal.
And he is a dumb criminal. If only we had some production for that. We should have planned a little jingle for this.
Why don't we celebrate them? Because let's be honest, they're all locked up. They're not listening. Dumb criminals. This is like, I remember reading a story about someone who broke into somebody's house to rob them, but then passed out and fell asleep. That's a dumb criminal.
Let's see how we go with this. Dumb criminal stories. We might even try and put a little jingle together for this as well. 131060 is the number. We'll take your calls right after the break.
Well, there was a dumb criminal yesterday in Cranbourne.
He
stole a car, drove down this dirt road, lit the car on fire, and then went to jump into another car, and he got a citizen's arrest because he couldn't get away, couldn't run.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We've actually got a little jingle ready to go.
Shall I do my story first?
Sure.
I'll just do the reset. Yeah, Byron, this is how radio works. I reset the story.
Thanks. And then I point.
Fev throws to the jingle.
So Fev's teaching us.
And then you do what you're...
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Police have swooped on 4 men. They've been arrested this week. They're maintenance and repair workers for the council, and they have been looting or taking all the gold coins from parking meters around the city. And apparently $1,000 per metre. So they've been taking empty in them. And Fev, you said, well, why weren't they just skimming 50 off the top? Like, that's a dumb criminal.
That's a dumb
criminal.
They
were going to get busted.
And
they didn't think that through.
I called them.
You've been hit by. You've been hit by.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Strong, wasn't it?
That Radio. Was great. Gemma in Croydon. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, Gem. Gem, have you encountered a dumb criminal?
Yes, my mum works in a bank, and about 25 years ago, a guy came in to rob the bank. And as he was leaving, he saw a bottle of wine behind the counter, and he goes, "Give me the bottle of wine." And the teller said, "No, I don't think you're of age." So he showed them his ID, and they got all the details and got caught.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow, there we go.
I can't believe he fell for that.
That's where we need us, just for future reference, that's where we need a little sting that says, dumb criminal. And then we move on to the next call.
I like this, though. I like having the Michael Jackson bed. This is good. Sandra in Kurrajang. Hi, Sandra.
Morning, Fee. How you going?
Yeah, really good. Yep, we're great. Sandra, do tell us about your dumb criminal.
Probably within...
Oh, that's a terrible line.
We lost
our producer was dumb for putting you through.
I'll tell you a funny dumb criminal story, just because Sandra dropped off. Back when I was like 7 and my brother was 4, we went up to the Top Shop in Narre Warren. It's a little Top Shop. And we went for a walk and I had no money. I said, Jace, why don't you grab those two Chupa Chups?
No.
And Jace grabbed the two Chupa Chups. I got home, had mine, and I had to go to Mum. Hey, Mum, Jace has took a Chupa Chup from the Top Shop. Jace had to go back to the Top Shop and apologise, and Mum paid for the Chupa Chup.
Well, he was dumb, but you know what he was? Mean.
A dumb criminal.
Oh.
Yeah, and you're a mean brother.
Mate, I was 7. That's what you do to your brothers and sisters.
You still do that stuff to him now. Elise
poor
in Bayswater. Hi, Elise.
What?
Morning, guys.
Elise, have you encountered a dumb criminal?
Yeah, so we had a guy spray paint our back fence, but he spray painted his first name.
Bit of a giveaway, isn't it? All right, we'll move on. We've got another one here.
Sandra's back. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Sorry, we got cut out before.
I know. No, well, you're loud and clear now. We can't wait to hear your story.
Perfect. Sorry. So within the 6 months of my work, I had a plumber going out to do a lock-up, so connecting all the shower wastes and running all the copper lines for the solars. He rang me in a panic on site saying all the copper's been stripped because the electrical roughing was done the day before. And I said, well, make sure you take all photos, everything like that, check on site just in case. He's left something behind, and lo and behold, he'd left his wallet on site, and he was a guy that ran his own business for a scrap metal company.
And he's left his wallet there.
Silly boy. There was a story the other day where a guy put petrol in a petrol station and he tapped the thing to pay.
Yeah.
And you know, when you go into petrol stations now, they get your rego and have a look if you're a bit dodgy.
I didn't know that.
And they do like a check. And it was a stolen car.
Oh.
So the guy on the microphone's gone, mate, come in, you need to grab your receipt. So the guy's walked in, and as he was getting his receipt, he'd already called the cops.
Oh.
What an idiot.
That's very good. You've got a lot of these on file.
Too many stories about dumb criminals on file.
Well, you bring up a topic and I just go to my brain and go, boom, I've got stuff to go for that.
You
and
deliver.
That's what
that
I do.
Was.
You know what that's called? Radio. You've been hit by.
Dumb. That'll come back. We'll keep that jingle. I reckon that's a benchmark. I mean, it's been done before a few times on radio.
It'll be a sporadic benchmark.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Von Draculast time.
That's right. There's only one Draculast time because Dracula's, the iconic Melbourne theatre restaurant, is closing down forever. Now, the three of us have never been. We've decided to make a big night of it. November 16, we want you to come with us. So 13:10:60 now. If you want to join us on this epic night out to really say goodbye to Dracula's for good.
It's going to be massive.
Come with us. Call now. And I'm so pumped about it. Do you know what I did yesterday, Fev?
What did you do, Boxy?
I contacted Heidi at, she's one of the owners of Dracula's. We tried to get Heidi to keep it open for another few years, but nope.
They're definitely...
No, Heidi's one of the owners.
See what he's done there?
Sadie.
Might be Monday's
I
banger.
Missed it. Anyway, she passed on the menu because I thought, do you know what I love? I love most.
Very important.
See, I'm really pumped about this because I had heard about Dracula's for years and always thought, I'll go one day because I want to do the ghost train. There's a ghost train. Who doesn't want to go to a restaurant with a ghost train?
That sounds cool.
And the other thing I love about it is I love to eat, so I love that you get to watch a performance and have a 3-course meal.
You would hope, and I haven't been either, that might be part of the problem why they're closing, it's not enough people went, but you'd hope it was a themed meal.
Well, let me take you through, boys. Let's start picking what food we want. So entree, entree is either chorizo cherry tomato feta tart, that sounds amazing, served with a balsamic juice and red onion salad, thank you, or the leek and cheddar tart.
Yuck.
Now, there's an alternate drop. So what I'm saying is, Byron, Fev and I both want the chorizo tart.
Mate, who's having a leek and cheddar tart?
We'll be swapping leek and cheddar tart with yours.
I think it just rotates. Isn't it like when you're at a function and it's the chicken or the beef?
That's what I mean, Byron.
Right. No, I'm going to
like
keep
the sushi train and it just could be all on a train. You could eat it all.
Come on, swap with us. You have the leek and cheddar
tart. If I like what's in front of me, I'm going to keep it.
To be honest, I don't mind leek and cheddar. Okay, the mains, guys, these are your options. Char-grilled teriyaki chicken. Very good.
It's quite generic. Why are these like scary dishes? This is like going to eat sushi at the moment.
Honestly, thinking that they were going to have themed dishes,
like the Dracula steak or something.
Dracula signature chocolate coffin for dessert. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. You got your deconstructed spice vegetable tortillas.
Tortillas.
I know you're right. Sorry, silent L's. Or your sesame crusted Atlantic salmon.
That's me.
I'm going the lamb medallions and the chorizo tart and the Dracula's signature chocolate coffin.
It should be more like that.
With popcorn infused custard, caramel sauce, and candy popcorn. This is going to be the best night ever. And Emma from Epping, you're coming with us.
Oh my God, seriously?
Emma, seriously, you and three of your friends.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I'm so
pumped. I know.
We're just getting all our food.
Have you ever been, Emma?
No, and my sister-in-law was saying like 2 weeks ago, oh my God, we've got to go before it closes. And I was like, yeah, we so should. But now we are. Yes.
Now you are. Emma, this is going to be the best night. We're all sort of Dracula's virgins and we're all going to go together.
Oh, my God.
That sounded odd.
That sounded a bit odd. But I'm going to give my entree to you, Boxy, and I'm going to take the Atlantic salmon with the asparagus, sweet potato, and hold the mayo dressing. Don't need that.
He's watching the figure.
Diet. And the dessert, you can have that, Byron.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
That's me. Anyway.
Sounds like you're...
Congratulations, Emma. You're coming with us.
You've become a giant yawn. Anyway, well done to Emma. We'll see Emma there and more tickets to give away next week right here on The Fox. And, of course, Dracula's Melbourne closes December 23rd. Don't miss out on this spooktacular fun. You can book your tickets now if you don't win them from us. Draculas.com.au.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Something happened yesterday which really concerned me. And Fev, when we left the radio show yesterday, I was home. I just was scrolling through Instagram and I started to see one of my all-time favourite performers. In fact, I love this man so much. It's an unrequited love. He obviously doesn't even realise how much I love him, but Jimmy Barnes is one of my favourite people ever.
He was everywhere yesterday on Wednesday.
He was on every breakfast show in Melbourne.
Yep.
He was on every drive show in Melbourne. He was all over every radio station in Melbourne but ours. So I quickly gave Leon, executive producer, a call and I went, Leon, how have we done something to offend Jimmy because he wasn't on our show?
Did you say, honey?
No, I didn't. No. Did I say? I don't think
honey.
I called you.
Actually,
honey.
I think you did leave that in the voicemail.
Did I, honey?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got honey in the studio. So, Leon, we've had this conversation. Now I want to have it publicly.
Thanks.
Why did we not have Jimmy Barnes on our show yesterday?
Well, we get a lot of emails for opportunities to have guests in studio. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, he's a bit Triple M. I just didn't think he would fit with you guys.
He was on the project the night before. It was a big deal yesterday.
I'm aware of that.
So we were approached by his publicist to see whether he wanted him on the show. And you, on our behalf, without even asking us, decided, no thanks, Jimmy.
Look, we get a lot of requests and I try to protect you guys.
Thank you. Wow. Thanks.
I know you like to leave straight after the show, so I try and lessen the workload a little bit.
Shots fired.
Now we're getting serious. I'll pull out a cannon in a minute. Hang on. So, okay, look, you weren't to necessarily know. You weren't to know. Look, I love Jimmy so much.
Yep.
Byron, we used to work on another radio station.
Yes, we did.
Actually, at Triple M. And Jimmy used to call me every year on my birthday.
It was lovely.
He's like my favourite all-time performer.
Why didn't he call you?
Then, wait for this. Because he was forced to. I don't think he actually wanted to. And then I've got a great Jimmy Barnes story. Shall I save it or have I got time?
I reckon tell it.
Okay, here we go. So when I worked at Triple M, I told the producers at the time, I love Jimmy Barnes badly, and they planned a surprise for me. So they said, Fee, we've got Jimmy Barnes coming in to serenade you. And I was so excited. So they put me in this little production studio and I'm sitting there there were two stools. So I sat on my stool and I waited, and the next minute Ian Moss walked in. And Mossy serenaded me while Jimmy was nowhere to be seen.
Yes, he's the guitar player from Cold Chisel.
So not only on that time did I not get my serenade from Jimmy, you have blocked Jimmy from coming on this show.
Well, look, if you want, I can take every single guest request we get.
Well, who
from
else
now
have
on
you
to
I'd love that.
Who else have you kept from us, Leon? Who have you not run by us in the past?
All right, what about we did get an offer for Julie McLaren. She's the curator of the Art Gallery of Ballarat. celebrating the Day of the Dead Festival tomorrow.
Well, I play in the Ballarat Football League, so that's...
We're big fans of Ballarat. Sovereign Hill's wonderful. I bet they've approached you too and you've said no.
Great, we'll see if we
Well, there's also an inference. What's most offensive about that one? You've insulted everyone listening to the show as if, oh no, the Fox audience aren't interested in art and you know, and intelligent stuff.
And what if Julie was related to one of us and you just said no to a relative?
Okay, what about Greg Sestero?
Yeah, stairs.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Guys, I think we can follow the lead of big Italian luxury designer house Gucci and apply some of their managerial tactics to this show. I think we can sort of revamp this show a bit. So,
Hang on, I thought we were doing all right.
I'm doing a very transparent work in progress of the show, and I think I love that all our listeners who are part of our family, this is a big family, this show, should be part of this conversation. So there's a guy that runs Gucci. His name's Marco Bizzarri, and he's the CEO. And he's obviously a man. I don't know his age, but I'm guessing he'd be 50s plus. So he's realised he wants to sell his product to young people. So what he's got his CEOs, and he is a CEO. Then he's got his mates in the boardroom. They're all older men and women. And they've decided maybe we don't know what the kids want. Oh. So then he's put together a shadow committee. So it's just younger people in another boardroom so they can reflect what the younger people want. And he's even adopting young words, so words that he doesn't know that the young kids are saying. So he's basically trying to tap in to the younger market.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like that?
Yeah, I can nail it for him. He doesn't need to hire anyone.
You could do it.
100%.
Okay, I'll run this by you because I was thinking, okay, let's us tap into the younger market.
Yeah.
You've got a 17-year-old. You've got obviously Mia at the moment. So you might be – I've got some words here for both of you. I want to know how familiar you are with these words.
Pretty much run it by Fev. I mean, Fev is the self-appointed –
And then I've got one.
Youth ambassador in many ways, Fev.
So if I was to say TFW – do you know what I'm talking about,
Fev? TFW, totally, no.
You got nothing?
No.
So this is
what about FTW for the win?
No, excuse me, I gave you TFW. You can't change
What's
it.
What's it mean?
It means that feel when. Mm. You know, that feel when you're cruising along. And
Don't you start. That doesn't work. don't try.
So you don't
even
know
try.
That one. Okay, what if I were to say snatched?
Snatched?
Yeah, what
That's
am I meaning?
Probably what the young people do with Gucci.
Isn't a stealer? No. That
we
means,
can't afford it.
That means translates as "damn, you look good." Snatched.
Yep.
We're not doing very well at the moment, guys. Well, we're really not connecting.
Who uses these words?
We're not connecting with young people at all.
Fev, this is your job.
Oh, come on.
Okay. You like this one? Hundo P.
No.
Are you kidding? You say this all the time. 100%.
Oh, 100%. I'd just say 100%.
I know, but
it's actually quicker than Hypedo Bip B.
If you want to connect to the 17-year-olds.
You're being an old guy saying 100%, be a young guy and go Hundo P.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help our show. Yep. Anyway. So that's.
This is going well.
Well, what about this one? Ship. If I was to say ship.
Well, let's just play a song.
Hey, I could go into Gucci and say, hey, buddy, I'll give you one word to get the more people, the young people on board. Cheaper.
Did you just do an out?
Cheaper.
That was very good.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
What a moment. Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on it, but this could be quite a moment.
This could be. Now, yesterday we were talking about how on Wednesday night, Waleed on the project pulled out his guitar and started jamming with Jimmy Barnes. So we said yesterday on the show, does anyone have a mate, that mate who just loves to pull out their guitar? And we got a call from Anthea, and Anthea dobbed in her dad.
This is my dad totally. He does this all the time. He whips out the guitar and goes over to the neighbours' places and serenades them.
Oh. And we said to Anthea, your dad, he needs a forum. If he's just knocking on the neighbours' doors, let's give him Melbourne. So we said to Anthea, would you call your dad, Eddie, and get him to come in? And now we're joined by Anthea and Eddie. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Let's first go to Eddie. What was the phone call you got from your daughter yesterday?
Well, early morning, she just rang up and said, "Oh, Dad, you know, have you got anything planned for tomorrow?" And I said, "No, what are you talking about?" She said, "Oh, well, you expect a call from Fox FM."
Didn't even tell
you. So you can imagine how I felt. Quite nervous.
And now, are you guilty of the crime that Anthea's dropped you in for?
Totally and utterly guilty.
Right.
I have prepped him to say, like, you can't talk around this. Like, you've done it and you need to own it.
And not to make you nervous at all, because there's no need to be nervous. We've got a million listeners, number one radio station in Melbourne. But we get a lot of big stars come here and perform. And sometimes they butcher it a little bit, but I reckon you'll be right.
Thanks very much for that. Yeah.
And I was just listening before as well and heard that you guys had knocked back Jimmy Barnes. So pretty great. That
Barnesy
Dad's
wanted
got
to come
gig.
In and do a bit of K-San. We said, no, we've got Eddie coming in and do a little bit of a... What is
well, it? The show's full. I mean, we've got commitments.
It's an original.
Well,
and Eddie, we put you in Broadway now. So you're guilty of the crime. You love to knock on neighbours' doors, pull out your guitar and just perform for them.
Yes, I do.
Yep. Now, do you have any, do you do covers or originals? And what can we expect from you next?
Predominantly I do originals to sort of, you know, explore my own hidden talents. I've only been playing the guitar for about 9 years, so I suppose your viewers, or listeners rather, need to be warned.
Oh, Eddie, okay. We are so pumped. Even hearing that it's only been 9 years, this is your, forget, you know, ringing Sony or, you know, all the record companies. We will put you live on radio. You're going to get huge exposure.
This is it.
And a record contract could come out of this.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was signed, but who knows? Let's see how we go. Now, it's R&B Friday. We're going to come back. Obviously, the vibe of R&B Friday is pretty upbeat. It's a party vibe.
Is there any of that in the
Will this song sort of embrace that?
I'm afraid that Anthea was right. I'm pretty melancholic. So.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Out of interest. You know, what's the name of the song we're going to hear
it's
next?
It's called Cry Underwater.
Oh, wow.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
What a moment, Fife.
Go get the guitar.
What a moment.
Classic. David Brent from The Office. Go and get the guitar. We were asking yesterday in Melbourne, do you have a mate that pulls out a guitar? Anthea called in and she dobbed in her dad, who she said will just walk over to the neighbours with a guitar and start performing for them. And we thought, you know what, your dad, and now we've got Anthea in the studio with your dad, Eddie. We just thought, Anthea, when we heard about your dad, we need to get him on the radio, because forget knocking on neighbours' doors. Let's give him Melbourne. And now, Eddie, you've written, you perform covers for your neighbours, but also you've got some originals.
I do. I have a number of originals that I've written over the 9 years, yes.
Oh, brilliant. Well, this is, so you're about to bust out an original. What's it called again?
It's called Cry Underwater, so maybe get your tissues out.
So really shaky.
Knocking on neighbours' doors.
Oh, good. That should have been the intro.
Should have been.
That's very good.
So to tie in with R&B Fridays.
I don't know it's a good tie-in.
This is Eddie from Blackburn South performing Cry Underwater.
Don't stuff it.
Here we go. When you hide your fears and drown your tears so no one will know, who can tell what kind of hell you've been living with for years? When you cry underwater, no one will really know. When you cry underwater, your feelings can't show.
Woo! Yeah! Wow!
That
how about
was
that?
High five from the door.
Eddie, that was sensational. I love that song. You should, like... Like part of me thought you might not be that good. I thought this would be quite funny.
Yeah, that was meant
that
to be
actually
comedy.
Really good.
It was meant to be like, oh, how bad is this? And we could laugh at it.
I've dragged the whole station
no,
down.
No, you haven't. No,
that was
I
amazing.
Thought that was...
Put it on Insta. That
Nate,
was amazing.
Honestly, you should like head up to Tamworth or something. You should give that a shot.
Amazing that you've just said that because I've actually entered that into the Tamworth Songwriters Association.
You're a shot.
You should, mate. And in fact, like, it's not
really
just
good.
Us. The phones have gone mad. And look, good luck to you, Eddie, in Blackburn. Bianca's on the line in McKinnon. She's got some thoughts.
Bianca. Hi, Bianca.
Hey, guys. I've never been on the radio before, but I had to call for you because you were just amazing. You keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Bianca.
This is
never
great.
Called
thank
a radio station before.
Oh, he's chuffed.
Renee and Doreen. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Renee, did you like that song from Eddie?
I do. I think he rocked it.
That one. Ivy in Glen Waverley. Hi, Ivy.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What did you think about Eddie and his original song?
It was just beautiful. I just, like, you know, I had tears in my eyes. So, yeah, I just thought it was just beautiful. And I was ringing up to see whether he'd be interested in, you know, singing a couple of serenades for a fundraiser that we have next weekend.
Eddie, would you like a gig?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice. I mean, that's where you say, I've just got to check with my management.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you've got to.
And you keep making your naughty noosh chocolate, and I'm going to manage the old man.
Fev has just taken the daughter, Anthea, out of the equation.
Oh, God.
Well, that's ended up being a really nice and good luck to you, Eddie. It was actually a really great performance.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you so much, guys.
And Anthea, it's quite funny, because when you rang in, yesterday, I thought you were really ribbing your dad.
He's
really good. I know, but
she was.
He's very good.
Yeah. I mean, we still can't deny the fact that he does turn up at neighbours' places and just pull out the guitar.
Hopefully that'll stop from now on and people can go and see him at stadiums.
And we've pumped your dad up enough now and he's nailed it. And we love people that bring in gifts and you've brought in some chocolate. So pump up your business. Let's do it.
Thanks, guys. So I do have a business which I've brought in some mini smash cakes. So my business is Smash Cake Melbourne by Naughty Noosh.
Naughty Noosh.
Yes, and I do all custom-made smash cakes and other chocolate goodies. So,
good on you.
So yeah.
Well, put that up on our Insta too.
Eddie, you should be so proud of your daughter, Anthea. She's kicking goals here. And you, I think we've just untapped some raw talent.
Yes, we have. And Anthea's put Fev on mine and Fifi on yours and Biro on Byron.
The end fell off.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
You just gave me that half beat to get it ready. Thanks for that.
I caught you off guard. I went in quick. I won't lie.
Well, half his mind's on airport.
He wants to duck off to LA after the show, so we're trying to stretch things out as long as we can.
I have an 11:50 flight Air New Zealand to LA to see my son via Auckland.
And we're all for that.
We are going to finish on time today.
Okay, are we? Are we? Because I've got a cracking long story to tell you.
Oh, drag it out.
131060, if you've got an amazing story, call in, because if you're not familiar with the segment, this is where you call in with those eye-popping, amazing stories. They're often coincidences. And I had somebody pull me up on the street recently and say, and I actually forgot to do this last week. She said, Fifi, I've got an amazing story, but I haven't called to get through because I'm usually at work by then. So I'll tell it on her behalf. Okay, so this is, her name was Rosie, and I just made that up. So Rosie, she was, she'd been best friends with somebody all through primary school, and I think it was halfway through high school, her best friend went to live overseas. They lost contact, and then I think they caught up at like a 15-year school reunion, hadn't seen each other for maybe 20 years, and they both had exactly the same dog, a Cocker Spaniel. No, King Charles Cavalier, that had the markings in all the exact places.
That's not amazing.
Wow. That gives you a sense of the benchmark. We need to see and hear stories that are well above that.
But she said they'd never discussed dogs and to be best friends when they were kids and then get the exact same dog as adults that looked exactly the same.
It's a very common breed.
King Charles Cavalier, unusual breed, maybe.
These stories, Byron, coming into the long weekend, there'll be a lot of parties and gatherings, so run them by us first. But there's a few holes in that little story. You said they hadn't seen each other for 20 years, but they were at the 15-year reunion.
No, because she left high... No, I'll do it again. So, remember, it's third hand. She left halfway through high school. Yep. So I did the math and thought, we'll add an extra 5 there.
Right.
And
then, Rosie.
Regardless of the math there, but ended up at Cocker Spaniel.
Spaniel.
Yeah, we'll come back to your calls. 13 10 60.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Got us going before the ad break with a story which will have no one nervous on the phones. That was not amazing, that story.
I tried. It's about giving it a shot. And the thing is, sometimes the honest truth can be hurtful, can be brutal, but I think we do people a favour when we give them honest feedback. So Ellie from Montrose. Hi, Ellie.
Hey, how you going?
Ellie, we're going great. Now, you've got an amazing story for us.
Well, I think it's amazing. A few years ago, I started a new job, moved into a new house, and I wanted to impress the girls at work with making a pie. My secret ingredient to the pie was apricot jam. It was getting late in the day. I needed to start work, and I realised I didn't have any apricot jam. So I raced up to my mother-in-law's, who lives up the street. She didn't have any apricot jam. So when I was coming out of her place, I noticed a neighbour across the road who I'd never met before washing a car, and I said to her, listen, this is just in the off chance. Have you got the apricot jam I could borrow? And she looked at me really surprised, and she said, that's really weird. We got apricot jam in a Christmas hamper. This was in about March. And she said, the only thing we don't like is apricot jam, and that's in the bin, in the wheelie bin. She said, there's nothing else in there. It's just apricot jam in a wheelie bin. And so she got her son to leave it out with the end of the broom. It was down the end of the... And it was this perfect jar of apricot jam.
I can't believe your neighbour amazing. You didn't know got you out of a jam. That's amazing.
Oh, oh, and we even got a singer!
Oh, man.
Yes, amazing. I loved it.
No, Fev's joke was amazing. The story was dreadful.
No, I love it. Ellie.
Ellie. I think it's amazing.
It is amazing. Ellie, don't you listen to Byron. It is definitely... I love that story.
Just
I
hold the
it.
Line. It's and Ellie, thank you. And that's the point of the segment. It's a fairly common product, apricot jam.
Know,
and it's often found in hampers.
The story. She just needed that one ingredient. Mother-in-law didn't have it. Then
it's a little bit
shit.
Oh, I liked it.
Sorry, Ellie.
Oh,
this
Ellie.
Is sometimes how it goes. And still.
Ellie, you did great. And you know,
that was the longest story ever.
I don't think we have enough apricot jam stories. And you know what it's got me wanting?
Apricot jam.
Max in Torquay. Hi, Max.
Oh, good on you.
Good, Max. We haven't got off to the best start, so how is your amazing story?
That's pretty good. So I moved over to Australia 10 years ago. And last year, me and a couple of the boys from the full-timers, we were up in the Club Revolver, as many of you would know.
Fev, mainly.
Oh, I had a couple of days
in
there.
It was about 5 a.m. in the toilets, and I bumped into a bloke I used to hang around with back in the UK.
Oh!
10 years.
Okay, hold the line.
10 years ago, friends over in the UK bumped into a toilet in a nightclub in Melbourne. That is... Come on, that's...
You reckon? I mean, it's quite
a
popular club in a very big city. No? We're going to...
I think there's an element to that that is quite amazing.
It's a close to amazing, but just needs a little twist bit at the end.
Like, what could be the little twist bit that really just nails that story? Just to put that little bit of pepper on it, Fev. I mean...
They sat there for 2 days and they had the best time ever.
It was good, Max. That's what we're after. Karen in Craigieburn. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, welcome to Is It Amazing? What's your amazing story?
Hopefully it's a scary story, but it's it's not predicting my age I die.
Oh dear, okay. Well, we are all a bit scared. Fev particularly hates scary stories.
Okay, I'm also quite confused at the moment, I'll be honest.
Okay, off you go, Karen.
My nana passed away about 30 years ago at the age of 68.
Mm-hmm.
My mum was 43 and I was 17. My mum passed away 6 years ago at 68. I was 43 and my daughter was 17.
Oh,
Karen, that is scary. That's...
Yes, and I find it very amazing I really don't want it to repeat itself.
Absolutely. Of course not.
So, look, we're in a bind here, Karen. I'll just have a talk to my colleagues for a minute. See, I think that is amazing. That's... But you know what? If we confirm that it's amazing, we're sort of confirming... when Karen might die.
No, no, no. So if really I was Kazza, when I get to 68, just get enough essentials to lock yourself in the house for a year, get to 69 and party.
Yeah.
We're not going to give it an amazing on that basis, I think, Fife. I think that's a good idea.
It's a pretty amazing story.
It is amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
What are the chances?
The chances, well...
We could do the math and find out.
Numerically. I mean, this is a very morbid way to end the week. But no, thank you.
Well done, Kazza from Craigieburn, you're a legend. Have a great long weekend. Laughing. Have a great long weekend, Boxy.
You too, Luke.
Enjoy LA. Say good day to Zephyr. Have
thank
fun
you,
with your son, mate.
Thank you, mate.
Do you know, my favourite part is the only time you really get on the front foot
Friday.
Is wrapping up the show on a Friday.
And I was very conscious of the time, so let's stop talking so I can get on my plane. No, but have a great Derby Day, everyone. The Celebrity Birdcage on our show on Monday.
Yep.
Cup Day Tuesday and back live on Wednesday.
And when you're a tight ass like Byron and you fly out on Friday, he doesn't get there till Monday because he's going via the Cape.
Okay, no, that was the one time I went around the other way around the world to get extra points, so I'm not doing that this time.
Fifi, Feb and Byron are great if you're after a laugh, but if you're after a deal on Melbourne's best pizza, order takeaway from Pizza Religion on Wednesday nights and you'll get 25% off. Conditions apply. Pizzareligion.com.au.